It's the 11th of January, and the evening of the 11th of January, and life is still very good here at Laguna Verde Camp. This will be our fourth night here. The hot springs is still great, as Dick Jesser can tell you. And the life at 14,500 feet continues to make each of us aware that we're at altitude, but also we feel better every day. We are adapting. We are acclimatizing. Tomorrow we'll go up to 17,500 feet to what we call Camp 1 as we get ready to actually climb Ojos on the 14th of January. A group of us today went back across on the other side of Laguna Verde looking for Inca ruins under the leadership of Max, who's our on the guide staff, is definitely our resident naturalist and observer of the world. And they had a great deal of success, not only having a great hike, but finding some Inca relics and ruins in this vast area that really has seen very little visiting over the centuries. So it's amazing to see what ancient peoples did in this area, still laying in this dry climate where things are so well preserved. Then Grant and Gary and I went up to reconnoiter to check out the route to Camp 1. And you may not know, but a four-wheel drive exploring across the desert terrain here is a part of this trip. We checked out the route tomorrow for the vehicles as we will be driving up towards Ojos. And it changed from last year, the way I remember it. But it's going to be very doable, and we got a good notion of what we'll be doing tomorrow as we drive up a lot higher and get prepared to climb Ojos. Donna and Layla went back into Copiapo, and I mentioned yesterday Donna stopped just short of the summit, and sure enough, she wasn't sure about her knee. She made the wise decision of not pushing on. Got it checked out by a doctor in Copiapo today, and I spoke with him by satellite phone. And he'll be back doing that desert drive back out here. He'll be with us at 10 o'clock tonight. And Donna has the great news that she just needs to rest that knee for 2 or 3 days and then resume her activity. It does mean she's out of the Ojo Summit, but she's still in the game for a lot of good exploring and climbing in Chile and Argentina before this DAI expedition's over. We'll report to you from Camp 1 tomorrow.